It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Do you remember what you were doing in April of 2003? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, pressure builds over fate of the Coastside Clinic. Coastside residents and city officials put increasing pressure on Stanford this week to help keep the Coastside Clinic open. Physicians at the only healthcare clinic between Pacifica and Santa Cruz say the clinic could stay alive if Stanford postponed its current deadline for withdrawing or handed over nearly $750,000 to carry the clinic through its first 3 months of transition. Woman jumps to her death off Devil's Slide. A 43-year-old Santa Cruz woman is believed to have jumped to her death from a Devil's Slide cliff Thursday morning. Emergency crews search for a body from land and air and sea. 2.5 hours later, her body was found. And woman suspect in 19 bank robberies is caught. A woman who is suspected of twice robbing the Half Moon Bay Bayview Bank was arrested Friday after robbing a bank in Goleta, California. It is typically a matter of time before a bank robber's luck runs out, and her luck ran a good distance, said FBI agent Andrew Black.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Wonder how many of you listening have a bucket list? After the great movie came out, many folks started working on their own bucket list. We were recently talking about our list at the pub and asked my mom about hers. She said she traveled a lot over her life and figured she hit the main spots of interest. We pressed her with, "But what if you could go anywhere? Where would it be, Mom?" She answered immediately, "That would be Ireland and Israel." Unbelievable, the very next week, both these trips landed in her lap. Wow. Ask and you shall receive. She's back from both trips with fond memories of kissing the Blarney Stone and floating in the Dead Sea. Guess we should never give up on our bucket list. We asked her what's next, and she came back with a surprise answer, I thought. I guess a trip to Alcatraz. Strange enough, our family has never done that. We've never been out to Alcatraz, even though it's right there. So whether your list is going exotic, faraway places, or visiting a close landmark, a bucket list is a rewarding thing to do and work on. If you mark anything off yours, please let me know, and I'll share it on our great local radio station. Keep calm and bucket list on. Events making our news in 2003. The U.S. and Britain start a shock and awe campaign with the massive airstrikes on the Iraqis because it is thought that the country has and might use chemical weapons of mass destruction. Iraq leader is captured by the U.S. forces while in hiding. A severe weather outbreak spawns more tornadoes than in any week in the U.S. history. Some 393 tornadoes are reported in 19 states. California voters recall Governor Gray Davis and elect Arnold Schwarzenegger to succeed him. A massive earthquake devastates southern Iran and kills over 40,000 people. In France, a 104-degree heat wave kills approximately 5,000 people. Tragedy strikes the space shuttle Columbia as it disintegrates over Texas upon reentry, killing all 7 astronauts on board. And the Concorde makes its last commercial flight, bringing an era of airliner supersonic travel to a close. Popular movies this year are The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, The Last Samurai, and Bruce Almighty. In 2003, Music Idol is the talent show that just keeps on giving, producing many top hits. One such example, here's Clay Aiken and Invisible.
What you doing tonight? I wish I could be a fly on your wall. Are you really alone? Or stealing your dreams? Why can't I breathe you into my life? What would it take to make you see?
If I was invisible, invisible, invisible. don't hear a sound. I keep tracing your steps, each move that you make. Wish I could read what goes through your mind. Wish you could touch me with the colors of your light.
Missouri-born singer, songwriter, and actress incorporate elements of pop rock, country, jazz, and blues. Here's Grammy Award winner Sheryl Crow, and The First Cut Is the Deepest.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken just all that I had. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. When it comes to being lucky, he's best. When it comes to loving me, tears that I've cried. But I'm sure gonna give you a try. 'Cause if you wanna try to love again, baby, I'll try.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.